This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good to have you with us. We are going to get to some college football here. Yes, MSU Michigan is a noon game. You don't get to pick. It's a TV contract. Is it stupid? Of course it is. Sucks. Only thing dumber is the Mel Tucker nonsense, but we'll get to it because it's hilarious to me, but we'll do it. Jared Goff, let me at least bring this to the table. Now, I asked the question after Dan Campbell's post-game emotional cracking last week. Everybody was just trying to out-PC each other. Oh, it was amazing. It was marvelous. The players buy in. It's lovely. It's wondrous. Great. They played the worst game of the season now. So the whole what now angle. But Jared Goff is a big part of it. Now, anyone talking about benching Jared Goff, your problem is you don't know anything about football. Like, if I hear another person call up and mention David Blau, I'm going to step in front of a semi. Like, what are we doing here? Now, Jared Goff may be bad. He is a bad NFL quarterback. Now, he's in a bad situation. And he's bad and has notably smaller than average NFL hands.
I've heard that.
The point is, this benching thing is hilarious. You don't have a young quarterback. You don't even have a developmental guy. You don't have a Taylor Heineke who you drafted out of nowhere who has at least shown flashes for you. You don't have that. And if you want to know how bad Goff has been, here are the quarterbacks he's surrounded by according to Pro Football Focus. Whether you like PFF, hate PFF, I'm just going to roll this out there. Jimmy Garoppolo, Zach Wilson, Big Ben, Heineke, Davis Mills, Justin Fields. Yeah, that's rookies and guys who don't have jobs. Jared Goff has been terrible. But this is the question, because I'm not wasting time with this whole benching him. Like, benching him is going to do anything. Great, then you got a $30 million guy on the bench who I got to keep around for next year to play David Blau. The day I bench Jared Goff is because I got a guy that can take his job for the next 5 years. David Blau barely completes 50% of his passes in his 5 career starts. Stop with David Blau. But here's my question, and I admit this. I was the captain of the boat. All right, fine. You get Goff. We're going to play him this year. We're going to take a QB in the draft, and we'll bench him by week 8 in year 2.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I can take it. He's terrible. And I told you he was terrible, but I mean he's terrible even by those standards. And now I'm going to tell you right now, I want to make a very sports radio, hot takey, but I believe it, but you may not like it, but I believe it, statement. There is no quarterback worth using the number one pick on in this draft. None.
Oh, my God!
I'm not going to get into the who's and the what's and the when's and the where's and the how's, but if I hear other hosts on this station bring up Matt Corral again, I'm going to smash my head off a toilet seat.
No.
Matt Corral, when the first read isn't open, is gone. Takes off. Matt Corral is just another version of Shea Patterson. And look, Matt Corral's got a big arm, but he plays in a gimmick offense. And again, I'm yet to see Matt Corral read a progression, work the field, manipulate safeties, do the high-end stuff you need to be a number one pick. Matt Corral, hike, oops, receiver's not open. Whee!
And then you take off.
I'm out. There is no quarterback worth taking with the number one pick. So now I'm in a position where I go, all right, I can't use Jared Goff. He's terrible. I'm not taking a quarterback. All right, well, maybe I trade for one. Here's your problem. Russell Wilson ain't signing off on getting traded to Detroit. You don't have the capital to do it. And Deshaun Watson's probably not signing off on coming here, and I don't know if he'll even be in prison or not. So I don't have a great answer, but I will tell you, staring deep into the abyss of Jared Goff as my quarterback through next year is chilling. Because this is, in the words of Denny Green, he is who we thought he is. Like, this is what, this is why the Rams gave up.
What about that second first round pick?
What about
it? Would you take a QB, a Carson Strong?
No.
Type of QB.
It just never works. That's the other lie that gets sold to fans. Oh, you don't need to take a QB in the top five or top 10. You take one later. Signed Ryan Lauletta and all the other corpses who go in the second, third, fourth, fifth round. Like, yeah, oh, what about Russell Wilson? What about him?
Is that how they sound?
Like when I hear other radio hosts or newspaper and I read those words, find a QB in the middle rounds. And I'm like, you're selling a lie. You are selling a lie.
Yeah.
Sign Davis Webb. Like, come on. Mm. So I just wanted to know from the people, this whole Jared Goff thing we've gotten ourselves into, are you looking at it the way I am, where I thought there was a way out, but I heard Daniel Jeremiah talk about this the other day, former scout, very intelligent guy. He's not just a guy who does mock drafts with a perm. He has scouted before. Daniel Jeremiah said it. There's no QB worth taking up high.
No.
There's no guy I'm taking a number one overall. That doesn't mean quarterbacks won't go. But I'm staring down the barrel of a gun that is Jared Goff for 2 years. And you got people talking about benching him six games in. For who? For what?
I don't think people realize how bad this is going to get. Because you're right. There may be an option.
That's all right.
There may be an option that you take one of your picks and you go and get some quarterback on a roster who just wants out. But as far as drafting wise, nah, don't see it.
Like if you could tell me right now I could give up the Rams pick to go get Tua, I'd do it.
Yeah.
He didn't play poorly yesterday. He threw for 300 yards, played really well.
Yeah, and that's playing for a team that is actively trying to shop him. He knows. I don't have any.
It's a team that has no running game. Yeah. It's a team who all the receivers are hurt. And I've seen Tua twice this year. I was okay with it.
But see, at least if you had that, you could then go into the draft and use all of that capital and say, we're going to build a team around him.
But I wonder where people are at with it. We're a third of the way through year one. And I know I'm guilty. I thought, all right, we'll play him this year. You know, you bump
just
around.
Just like I thought that this team could stumble into 4 or 5 wins. Not realizing.
Yikes.
That's asking a lot. How about just 4 or 5 halves?
Oh, my God. I mean, by the way, here's the worst part. Jared Goff has been getting worse for 4 straight years. His pinnacle, which was pretty average, 2018, got worse 18 to 19, worse 19 to 20, and worse again 20 to 21. No career momentum at all. So I'll throw the number out. We're going to definitely turn the page college football as the show moves along. But this Jared Goff thing, I don't know, man. I'm hearing people talk about benching him, and it's like, for what? They don't have anybody. They got nothing in the pipeline.
Yeah, there's nothing. There's no magical elixir. Guys, just be prepared. This is going to be bad. Take a seat, relax, get a drink.
If Blau plays, you're not going to win a game. I tell you right now. And you can laugh and go, well, cool, we'll get the number one pick. You have a new coach and a new GM who are trying to implement a program. Going winless is not on the table. You will never get off the ground. It'll be like the Hindenburg.
Because then I'm wondering about player morale afterwards. Oh. You want to talk about losing a locker room?
Horrendous.
It's, it's not that Campbell did anything wrong. It's we've all had that job where you just knew it was a dead end job, and it was a paycheck, and I'm just here until I can find something else. And once I do, I will. Don't do it.
Who? Take a QB in the middle rounds. Ooh, 2-4-8.
That's what I hear when I hear these people talk.
Oh, I like this kid out of Liberty. Oh.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.